23 before the hour in News Talk 94.3.
Just hear those sleigh bells ding-a-ling, ring ding-a-ling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show.
No, a musical accompaniment. Pentatonics. That's really good stuff. And everybody wants to beatbox along, I guess. It's 22 before the hour, and it's News Talk 94.3 WRHI.
Katie Motzinger saw them in concert, she just said.
Oh, did you really?
I did recently.
When?
Before Thanksgiving.
You know, it's interesting because Freddie and I have been playing them, and I think they've been kind of bubbling under here for several years, and now they've done and people are like, these guys are incredible.
So good.
How was it live?
It was awesome. It was really
perfection.
Amazing. Yeah. It's one of those things where you go to the concert and it was better than it was when you hear it on CD or
wow.
on the radio, which is always great.
Yes.
And they had some people that performed before them that opened for them that were just remarkable as well. And then they came in and performed with them. And so it was even a larger a cappella group, which was really neat.
But that is so cool.
It's amazing what they can do just with voices. You know, there's no instruments. It's just...
It's yeah, their own resonating thing
yeah.
going on. It's amazing.
I like traveling like that. That would be nice. All right, we got 21 before the hour. It's News Talk 94.3 WRHI.
Katie Motzinger here from the Children's Attention Home this morning because we're going to fill the sleigh.
That's right.
Good morning.
That's right. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Do we have an actual sleigh?
Not yet, but okay. We will.
Okay.
Now that you asked about it.
Okay.
Now we not have to yet. Have the feature right there.
Yes.
It's in
yes.
the theater of the
it's
mind.
It's in all of... It's online. There's not a physical sleigh yet, but we can make it happen.
I'm looking online.
We've done stuff like this. Freddie and I have done stuff like this where you stuff the bus or something like this. That's a great way to do it. Mm-hmm. It really goes to show how much you can really use as far as for the children's attention home.
Tell us about the anonymous person that's come forth to donate and challenge us all.
So we had a very generous donor that came up to us last week and said, you know, we're looking at wanting to really make a bigger impact with our donation this year, and we would like to do a matching gift challenge as opposed to just donating the dollars. And we said, that's awesome. And so the challenge is, though, meeting that, you know, the $5,000 that they're willing to sponsor us at, should we raise that with the community? And so it's really a big opportunity for us to raise some money here at the end of the year in preparation for what we're going to be doing next year. And, you know, so I would encourage everybody, you know, not just for anybody who's listening, but, you know, who you may know who may have a passion for children or especially those that are disadvantaged, come from backgrounds of just unimaginable circumstances, that just to come out and just give a few dollars, you know, $10, $25, $50, whatever's in your budget, every little bit makes a difference in the lives of our kids.
Now, we've got a chance to visit over there. If anybody does get a chance ever to visit at the Children's Attention Home with arrangements or however you do it, it's just fascinating to see the happy faces in the playground and enjoying each other. And we're just so glad that there's a facility like this.
Do they get a feeling? And we all love this feeling. You know, as a parent or something like that, I mean, as a child and stuff like that, I always love to hear mom and dad say, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Do they get that feeling over there that it's going to be okay? Everything's going to be all right?
That's our goal. You know, our mission is to provide a safe and nurturing home for abused and neglected children. One of the biggest things that we can give them is safety and stability. As much as we're giving them love and attention, you know, they're coming from very volatile, dysfunctional, upsetting backgrounds that it's not stable. Some of them don't know where their next meal is coming from. They don't know when their clothes are going to get washed next. They don't know how they're going to get to school the next day. So what we can give them is the assurance that you have a roof over your head that is heated and cooled.
Yes.
You know, you've got people that care for you. You will have opportunities to not only have your basic needs met, but really, how are you growing as a person? You know, how are we investing in them as people beyond just making sure that they're fed and clothed. So we have a comprehensive care plan for each of our children, and that covers self-care, that covers social development, that covers academics, it covers independent living. Right now, we actually have a lot of teenagers that are staying with us due to some changes at the state level in regards to how they're placing kids in foster care. So right now, we're looking at, okay, well, how do we need to continue to bolster what we're teaching kids as far as learning to live on their own?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that we do particularly for our children that are with us long term is transition planning. You know, how do you make it from, okay, here's all the structure I've lived into, now I'm on my own? So really trying
remember that when we had a structure at home, and I remember
exactly
living on my own checkbook, my own clothes, my own car. I mean, mm-hmm. It's devastating. I mean, it was worse for me.
Yes. It's a lot. It's just a lot to take on. It's a lot of responsibility. You know, so any way that we can equip them to be successful beyond what they have had prior to coming to us is our goal. You know, we want to make sure that we're breaking that cycle of abuse and neglect. We don't want it to perpetuate itself to the next generation, because many of the reason that many of our kids come to us is because that's what's happened to their parents.
And their norm.
You know?
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, they don't have these problems. It's their parents that are having the problem.
Well, and when I say that, I mean that in a lot of cases, it's the parents have experienced the exact same thing that they're perpetuating with the children. And so it's a cycle of abuse that we're trying to break.
Right.
You know, and trying to give them a better life for not only themselves, but for their kids.
And some of these kids don't know the norm can be really good. They think the norm is dysfunctional all the time, or that mom's mm-hmm. in this situation or dad. And it's not, you know, and because their parents learned it that way. And that cycle can never stop.
Even to having a chance to be shown love.
Yes.
Is so important. And I think that many of the teachers that I've met and heard talk to groups have that love. It's just you love children over there. That's why you're there.
We do. We do. You know, it's really a privilege for us to get to serve where we do. To see it, like you said, Freddie, you know, I know you came last week. Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah.
You know, just to see their faces and to see the love that they have. But they don't always know the best way to receive it because they haven't been shown how to do that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, our role is to make sure that we're modeling that for them. You know, how do we love and invest in you in a healthy way?
Sure.
That's moving you forward and teaching you, you know, whether, because you can love through discipline and you can love through teaching and you can love through just being there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So how are we teaching them the right things to do? In the loving way, you know, and in a way that's healthy for them and not detrimental to their growth.
This is a lot more than just a blanket and a nice place to sleep.
I think you're right.
Yes.
Holy
moly.
It's a lot of great nurturing going on there.
It really
too.
Is. Really
what
is.
Kind of items, if people are interested in donating the dollars, of course, we're mm-hmm. looking for that match starting December 15th through December 19th. It's kind of mm-hmm. a blitz, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
then,
definitely.
But if there's items that you need, what kind of items are you looking for if anybody is interested in making those kind of donations?
We certainly have items that we can use on a daily basis, but here around the holidays, we do kind of a gathering of all the things we can use. And so we have a campus wish list that is posted on our website.
Okay.
So if you go to attentionhome.org, right there on the homepage, we have the information for this Fill the Sleigh donation challenge. And then beneath that, we have a Home for the Holidays link where you can go and find out all the ways during December that we are looking for support in ways of tangible donations from wheelbarrows to individualized snacks for the kids, to paper products, to tool sets, to, you know, one of the things that, you know, that we talk with people about is it's not just the things that go to the kids that matter.
Mm-hmm.
While that is obviously very important, there are things that surround our care of the kids that matter a lot. You know, keeping our campus looking nice and beautiful, keeping the spaces that they live in looking clean, not looking clean, but actually being clean,
right.
You know, but making sure that we're taking care of the spaces and the processes and the systems that are around them so that we can best serve them is a large part of that. So when you give things like a wheelbarrow, it does directly impact the kids.
You wouldn't think.
You know, you wouldn't think about it, but it does. So there are a lot of things there. And then we have a current needs list that's posted on our website throughout the year that we update weekly.
You know, here's the thing. You've got a grant. Well, you've got a matching $5,000 match here for donations and things like this. Chuck, they got $5,000. No, if we get up to $5,000,
then
somebody's going to match that. So they want to maximize this while they have this opportunity. This will go away. And it'd be mm-hmm. great to get $6,000, but we have the opportunity easily to go to $10,000.
Right.
So that's the real advantage here and stuff like this.
All right. Well, we're going to keep our eyes on. We're going to bring you back on the 15th as a new blitz. We're going to let everybody remember, hey, we're definitely going to talk about the Children's Attention Home and raise the funds that we need to get the donation match.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for having us. And again, attentionhome.org is where you can find more information.
You can find that in the Get Connected tab, which is where the current needs are, and holiday opportunities, too. Mm-hmm. So we got attentionhome.org. We're going to be a part of it, a matching event, and we get $10,000 for those kids over there starting December 15th.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie Motzinger, for coming
thank you,
over.
Katie. Good to see
Thanks
you this
for
morning.
Having us.
Thank you.